Phoenix is the spot. Gary's the caller. Hello, Gary.
Oh, hi. Yeah, hey. I work for Scottsdale, and the mayor has decided to allow an atheist group called Satanic Temple to give the invocation at the on April 5th. And I'm thinking of terminating my employment on April 4th. I mean, as a Catholic, I'm thinking, I can't stop it myself.
Right.
But what I would be voluntarily deciding to continue to associate with an organization that is allowing this.
Mm-hmm. Gary, how can I ask it? What do you do for the city of Scottsdale as an employee?
Engineer.
You're an engineer. And it's just kind of chilling. An invocation is the invoking of someone, right?
Yes.
And the mayor has given the green light to let a member of the Satanic Temple give the invocation at an upcoming city hall meeting. Am I hearing you correctly?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. And so you think you want to know what Trent thinks about the reply of a serious Catholic to simply quit and not associate at all?
Exactly. They tried the same thing at Phoenix, and Phoenix was right next door. They decided to end all prayer totally. So,
of course, to accommodate the half of 1%.
Exactly.
Right, and this is a common tactic we'll see more and more. The majority of people who identify as Satanists do not actually believe that Satan exists. There's a small minority that do. Most of them take Satan to be a kind of ideal that they emulate that rebels against religious authority. They tend to be agnostics or atheists, but they like using the image of Satan because it gets under religious people's skin. And so your question, Gary, is what should you do? So let me sift through this. Number one, I would say it is not wrong for you to quit your job out of protest. Certainly there's nothing immoral, provided that you didn't jeopardize your family's well-being and the ability to provide for them or others who are dependent on yourself. So I think that has to be weighed into account, because the reason for that being is, if you are employed by the city and the city does this, you are not, by working for the city, you are not cooperating with the evil of Satanists espousing Satanism in an invocation. I don't think anyone could reasonably take from the fact that you work for the city that you endorse Satanism. They understand, well, you're an engineer with the city. You can't control what the city council does by doing these dopey things as politicians are wont to do. So I would say there is nothing wrong with you choosing to remain in your position, but perhaps filing a letter of complaint saying you feel offended that Satanists revile the Catholic faith. This is no different than a Jewish person complaining about an anti-Semitic group delivering an invocation, that Satanists routinely excoriate the Catholic faith. So there'd be nothing wrong with you choosing to remain. And I don't think you're obligated to quit. If you choose to do so, I think that would be an act of protest, and that could, have far-reaching consequences. But I think that it may not justify harm that may come to your family by the loss of your position. Do you see what I'm saying here? If you have others who are dependent on you?
Yes, I can afford to do it. I wouldn't be on the street,
Well, yeah, that's an interesting strategy, Trent, because it means Gary can negotiate from a position of strength. If he already has accepted, I may lose my job over this, then he can begin with step one and step two, rather than, I quit!
Right. I would say that if you do choose to resign from your position, to always let prudence be your guide here. Can a greater good be achieved by leaving the position or not? Or can a greater good be achieved if you remain with the city and you could try to work from within and get people to come around on the issue and just say, I'm going to file a complaint because as an employee, you have a certain standing that others who are not employees do not have, saying that I feel this makes working for the city of Scottsdale a hostile work environment because of the history of this satanic group related to my faith. So you have to weigh, could I do more good that way, or could I do more good if I'm simply, if I quit, can I do more good in that? And ultimately, you're going to have to follow your conscience on that. As long as it doesn't cause, as I said before, harm to yourself or dependents, then I think either choice can be a good one.
Makes sense, Gary?
Thank you very much, then.
All right. Thanks for your witness and willingness to mix it up a little bit. That's a, what's the word? Admirable position. I appreciate it.